Hi, everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. Join us here every day at noon and find us online at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. Or you can email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.
Side effects.
Hey, Mary.
Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and an upgrade in your quality of life. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hey, Gene, how are you today?
Hey, Mary. I'm good. Hey.
Oh, man. I have a word of the day for you. It's going to blow your mind. I just know it.
All right.
The word is pomology. Have you ever heard of that?
No. Now, is that with an H?
P-O-M-O-L-O-G-Y.
No, What is that? I love a vocabulary.
Let me ask you if you've heard of olericulture. O-L-E-R-I-C-U-L-T-U-R-E.
No.
Those two words and the word ornamental are all parts of horticulture. And as you know, horticulture is the art or practice of garden cultivation and management. Pomology is the planting, harvesting, storing, processing, and marketing of fruit and nut crops.
Well, that's cool.
Olericulture includes planting, harvesting, storing, processing, and marketing of vegetables. I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah,
and it's
much.
A great segue into our topic of the day. But First, I want to tell everybody that the trivia is posted on beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. And anybody who wants to take a stab at our trivia, it's easy because the answer is there and the hints are there. Go find it. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Tell us what you know the answer to the trivia question is, or just say hi.
Yeah,
and your name will be entered into an opportunity to win a drawing. Your name will be entered into a drawing for the opportunity to win a gift. And we just sent a bunch of gifts out the other day, and I've got, I'm waiting for an address to send out this week's gift.
Well, you know, and two, at this point, one of the things that I was thinking is if you look at our trivia question, if you go to beunique.org and look at our trivia question and you don't know the answer, but you give us a wrong answer anyway, and you go ahead and email us, we'll still, if you email us with the wrong answer two times, we'll give you an entry.
Right. That's exactly right.
And then, of course, a third entry for when, you know, third time's a charm. You'll probably get the right answer.
So today's topic.
Yes.
The world's most beautiful gardens. Now
yes.
I've had beautiful gardens of my own, none to compare to my grandmother's. And I thought those were just great. My brother always had a nice garden, but there are gardens in Orlando that are just knock your socks off.
Really?
Lou Gardens, Bach Tower. Then there's down in Vero Beach, there's one called McKee Gardens. And they're just very well kept, and they have such unique and ornate flowers and one-of-a-kind stuff. But Barb Marino, our sweet, wonderful volunteer and sponsor and just all-around good person, she did some research for us and came up with five of the world's most beautiful gardens.
Oh.
I did not know any. Well, I actually knew of one. But according to this list, the Kirstenbosch Gardens in Cape Town, South Africa is probably the world's most beautiful. 528 acres with 22,000 rare and precious plants. 1 million people visit every year. So have you been to like a botanical garden that you've enjoyed, Gene?
Well, I was thinking about when you were talking about in Florida that there's one I was at Washington Oaks State Park. It's south of Matanzas, along the coast, north of where the Rockets are there, and south of St. Augustine and all that. Was a really nice formal gardens up under the trees and stuff. It was pretty cool. The bugs were bad that day.
The bugs are always bad in Florida, I think. There's a place in Orlando I want to go. It's a statue garden. They've got just a lot of statues in it.
Really?
Very, very.
Well, I think what it sounds like we need to have that be one of our upcoming Be Unique field trips.
Yes. Yeah.
Gardens of Orlando. That's kind of a central location.
Our gardens of Central Florida, even.
Central Florida,
and that
absolutely.
One at Matanzas would fit right in there.
It would, yes.
Second most beautiful garden is Claude Monet's garden in Giverny, France. Now, this was his property. As you know or may not know, Claude Monet was the founder of French Impressionist painting. And it said that the gardens looked like a painting rather than a real garden. So they must have a lot of soft colors. Not quite a million people visit that garden every year.
Wow. That's
There's a garden in Marrakesh, Morocco called Majorelle Gardens. Perfectly landscaped by professionals. Oh, no, I didn't know this. Yves Saint Laurent named his cosmetic line after these gardens.
Really?
Majorelle. Mm-hmm. Now, they also feature paintings, jewels, and ceramics to use to beautify the surroundings. And that brings me back to an idea or a memory. Bock Tower and Lou Gardens in Orlando, both of them, I believe, were once someone's home. And so there are like museums on site. And
really?
Yes. And Bock Towers has I believe it's a clock tower, big, tall obelisk almost, but there's a function to the tower. People, I don't think the majority of common folk can get in there, but it's because it's all gated off.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. The third garden on our little tour today is the garden at Versailles Palace.
Oh, I'll bet that's a fancy one.
Yeah. 800 acres of beautiful flowers with exquisite mountain views.
800 acres.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's named the most visited public place in France, which is seen by as many as 6 million visitors each year.
Wow.
And then the final garden on our little tour today is in Japan. And because I don't speak Japanese, I'm hoping I don't butcher this. Kinrokuin Garden in Ishikawa, Japan. It's only 1.4 acres, but it's maintained by the famous Maeda family. I don't know the Maeda family, but that makes me think we should look them up and add them to our list of things, people to.
I think I remember something about this, a specific garden that the family created for specific reasons and then maintained. Oh gosh, yeah, vague memory.
I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah.
Several million visitors come to see the rare cherry blossoms.
Wow.
Now, because Barb is an overachiever, just like you and I are, she didn't stop with the top five most beautiful gardens in the world.
Right.
She added two and said, in the United States, we have several notable gardens as well, which I've already mentioned three, but the ones that she found, the Desert Botanical Garden in Phoenix, Arizona, has 100 different species of cacti surrounded by beautiful flowers and fountains, as well as a learning and conservation center.
Hmm.
And then the Longwood Gardens in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Whoa, 1,077 acres featuring a variety of flowers for each season. A million visitors come to view the gushing fountains, ponds, and surrounding meadows. I bet that is gorgeous. You know, we could probably make a road trip to every garden in the United States and still wouldn't see them all.
Oh, my goodness. I was just sitting here racing through all the different, you know, smaller gardens I've seen in my life and been past, and ones I still haven't gone to and want to.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
I have a botanical gardens right here in my town that I need to go to. It's right there. I just haven't done it. And I'm just
where
have to go do it. There's the local college.
The Florida Institute of Technology.
Yeah.
Okay. Do me a favor. When you decide to go, let me know. I would love to get Jennifer involved in that and do a Be Unique tour.
Sure.
Of the gardens.
We've got another stop on our field trip.
I mean, that's close enough that we can do that in a day. It's not like we have to travel and spend the night or come home too exhausted.
Exactly. Yeah.
That could be one of our hidden gem stories.
It's everything I've heard about it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I did go try one time and I didn't have anywhere to park. Cause parking is hard. Cause I didn't know you had to just park down the street and walk in. But anyway.
Yeah. Because FIT it's not very parking friendly, I'd say.
No. Typical school, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have all the buildings used up for classrooms, for crying out loud.
Well, yeah, gosh, imagine that.
Oh, I love it.
Well, we're almost at the end of our show today.
Well, and I don't want the show to go without everyone knowing that that doesn't already know that both Mary and I are avid gardeners. We love our gardens, things that grow flowers and fruits and vegetables and bees and butterflies. We both are purveyors of such.
Yes. And we do actually have a gardening topic coming up a little bit after the first of the year. We're going to talk about some of the things that amaze us, mystify us, and perplex us about gardening.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
And of course, tomorrow's...
I was going to say at beunique.org, Be Unique Magazine has archived issues of stories that of all kinds of gardening topics.
Yes, yes. And one of our most recent, newest writers is Aaron Michaels, and he owns the company called Earth Love Gardens.
Yes.
And we recently had an article about him, by him, and about his company, as well as... about a solar garden, which if you want to know more about that, just pick up the latest issue of Be Unique. Well, just right. Click on beunique.org and read it. We don't have the print issues out yet. Tomorrow.
Someday, soon.
Yes, tomorrow, Gene, our topic is Say What?
Say what?
Say what?
What?
We'll go into that more tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
And that brings us to the end of this show.
And we were going to do for our first show a live musical exit, I guess.
Yes.
An informational departure.
You do the music and I'll do the information.
All right. Wave if I'm too loud.
Okay. I think it sounds good. Every day at noon Eastern Time, join Gene and Mary for Take a Break with Gene and Mary. If you want to know what our topics are, you're just going to have to pay attention because we're not posting that yet. But after the first of the year, we will have our own Facebook page and we'll be able to tell you more then. And don't forget, contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com for your opportunity to win. Bye, everybody.
See y'all.
See ya.